Well, good morning. 7:50. Yeah, okay. The last 24 hours didn't go exactly as planned. 7:50 a.m. on June 1st, 2016. And I'm out. I'm walking. First day of the month. Yesterday, I spent my work day yesterday consisted of working on the edits for Ashes Born. It wasn't a really productive, overly day. But it was a day. I did a little work. I didn't do enough work. Today should be better. I hope today will be better. Little breeze. Everything is soggy this morning. Apparently it rained overnight. There's water running in the gutters. Trees are wet. Grass is soaked. I waded out through hip-deep tall grass to take the picture this morning and my pants got wet. Quite wet. It's mostly dried now. I walked under a tree just as the breeze shook it and knocked little raindrops down my neck. It's June. The smell this morning is awesome. It's part lilac, part exhaust, which is inevitable. Very green smelling. It's quite delightful. So Ashes Born is coming together. It's not as bad. I'm going through it and I'm going through pages without marking anything up. I had some changes come back from a listener. Thank you, Doreen. And I'm looking at them, and I'm looking at them in context. I found a couple of them. I've gone back through. I've got to get them into the ebook. But I wanted to see what changes I needed to make in the paperback before I started digging into the ebook, because I'll have to dig into the ebook afterwards too. The beginning of Ashes Born is so, to me, it's really interesting because it really is fractured, because Ishmael is fractured. And he's sort of all over the place, which is, I think, where he needs to be in his head. And because this is first person, all of it happens in his head, all the whole thing, even the stuff that happens around him, we only see in his head. And so I'm really pleased with the book. I'm really pleased with the way it's coming out. And I think that's one of the reasons that I'm struggling so much with Natalia, is that I had really high hopes for this book. And yeah, I say, It's not. It's not coming together. I think in part. I don't know. Well, I do have. I was gonna say I don't think I have a theme, but I do have a theme. And the theme is heroes need villains. Thank you for sharing, sir. I'm sure the rest of the neighborhood appreciates the manly roar of your truck. Heroes need villains. And from that perspective, I think it actually, I'm going to have to back off and say that's not too and too bad. Perhaps it's coming together better than I think. Of course, I need to follow my own advice. Good morning. I need to follow my own advice, and that's that finish it first, because otherwise you don't know what you've got. I need to figure out what the ending might be. I never know what the ending is going to be. In Ashes, I didn't know what the ending was going to be. It's just that I kept writing and kept writing, and the story kept unfolding, and I got to a point where, oh, this is where I need to end this story, because what happens next is a much larger story. And no, we're not probably going to not have the ship in the yards. Although maybe the next book will start in the yards, but it won't spend much time there. I need to get them into the deep dark. I need to get them out into toehold space, so their adventure can begin. They can start tracking down. Epiphany. So they can begin tracking down Herring, David Patterson. And I had thought that they would find David Patterson in the beginning, in the middle book, and then they would take him back and discover the sad truth. But I don't know that that's going to happen that way. I don't know if that's going to be the way it works out. So June 14th, the Half Share will drop an audiobook. Those who follow Jeffrey Kafer on Facebook, I heard a rumor that it might be middle of June 14th. Apparently it's been finished and has been dropped to Audible for processing. So that's good. Half Share will be... Well, I have no idea how the audiobooks are doing. I have no idea how well or how poorly they are selling. I suspect that when Ashes Born comes out in audio for the first time, I think a lot of people who are waiting for the audio for that new book will be grabbing it up. And the Eastern Turn. Boy, when I started walking, it was mostly cloudy. You look at the picture, it was mostly cloudy. Now it's mostly blue sky. The sun got up, warmed the air, clouds burned off. It's lovely. It's a beautiful summer morning. Just a little chilly. Just a little bit of a breeze, birds chirping, rabbits scurrying. Makes me want to break into Maurice Chevalier. Monk post. Birds in the trees sing to us below waves. Sound more like Louis Prima. Anyway, so yeah, so I'm pondering. I need to stop pondering and start pounding keys. I am still exhausted. I am still working at trying to recover from the last 2 weeks to a month of total stress. I think it's beginning to calm down. The spouse is having some post-stress letdown and having difficulty sleeping. I have not been sleeping well at night. I've had to be awakened a couple of times for thrashing and talking in my sleep, and I've gone to bed late, got up early. This morning wasn't too bad. It was 5. Good morning.
Hi.
It's 5 o'clock, which isn't terrible, but I didn't get to sleep until 10. I didn't get to bed until 10, and I don't know. When I went to bed, it was 9:30 maybe. I crawled in and zonked out, but then woke up several times in the night. Some kind of nightmares. I don't know. I'll have to see if I can't try to remember some of them so that I can take them to my therapist next week. Good morning. Morning jogger, up for their 8 o'clock run. They're going to want to do that a little bit earlier as the summer heats up. When is the solstice? July? End of June? Really? Can't be. That seems too soon. But Yule is in the 12th month, which makes a solstice in the 6th month. So it's in like 3 weeks. Really? And I'm still walking in a jacket. I probably didn't need the jacket this morning. It was raw. It was a little chilly. It was a little wet. Was a little more than I wanted to deal with without a jacket. Yeah, it's in June. It's about 3 weeks. we hornswoggled. What's the weather for today? Eight oh five a.m. Cloudy, 54 degrees. That's not helping me. That's not telling me what I want to know. So, what's it going to be today? They're talking about 80s by the weekend. What's today going to be? Walk in the shade and see what it says. High 72 today, 83 tomorrow, 85 on Friday. It's gonna be 80 degrees for the next week. I will have to remember to get my butt out moving so that it's done before the heat of the day. Are they working? Finally going to put this road through. Got a backloader up here, tearing up old concrete. They've been threatening to put this street, 42nd Avenue, straight through to the shopping center down beyond the other side of the field here. And the concern has been that there's going to be a lot more traffic on 42nd Avenue, and well, there might be. I'm not sure how much more. I'm not sure it's going to be obnoxiously more. I'm hungry. This morning I am hungry. My stomach was rumbling earlier. I don't know what I want. I had oatmeal yesterday. It was tasty, but it wasn't as satisfying as I had hoped it would be. Cheese omelet, maybe. I don't think I have any ham. I need to go to the grocery store today. Unfortunately, I do need to go to the grocery store today. I'm topped off on breads. We've got breads, we've got hot dogs. We got 5 pounds of hot dogs from the graduation pool party. There was a lot of leftovers. A lot of leftovers. There was 15 pounds of hot dogs left over. And about an equal number of buns. There were enough buns to manage all the hot dogs, and there were still 15 pounds of hot dogs left, and 15 pounds of hot dog buns left, along with some chips and some graham crackers and a bunch of other stuff. So we've got food, we've got birthday cake, we've got hot dogs, we've got buns. I needed something to fix for dinner, which is what I'm lacking. Okay, where am I? I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.